What we know as mass production originated in America and only in America. That reason is contained in the Declaration of Independence. The writers of that remarkable document believed it to be a self-evident truth that all men are created equal. Throughout its history, each American has believed that in some sense, he is the equal of every other American. He may be less intelligent than his neighbor. He certainly may be less rich, less lucky, or less healthy. But he has rarely believed, as many in other lands still believe, that he does not have the right to the best of everything. In the days of the great migrations, the pioneers, though they might have had the humblest origins, dreamed of prosperity ahead. There's gold, they used to say, in those hills beyond. And there was. When the first farm machines found their way west, every farmer dreamed of owning various machines, such as harvesters and tractors. When sewing machines came, there was not an American woman in the loneliest farmhouse who did not know that her desire for this luxury could, somehow, be fulfilled. Her granddaughters felt the same way about their refrigerators and toasters and dishwashers. And when machine production got fairly started, the manufacturers invented new devices to meet those unlimited American desires. One of those which most surprised Europeans was the installment plan, by which only a small down payment, plus a promise, was necessary to have farm machinery or a sewing machine delivered to your home. In Europe, the opposite method was in fashion. Something was subscribed for in advance and did not become the property of the subscriber until all the money had been paid. Foreigners simply could not understand this trusting of lower-class strangers. As soon as manufacturers realized the size of their markets, they both built faster and more productive machines until finally, with their enormous sales, they were able to produce much cheaper things. It was this background which made it possible for Henry Ford to install an assembly line which would turn out a finished car every 20 seconds, and after 18 years of that kind of production, to sell his cars for $300 each. Another important factor in American mass production was the newspaper. In Europe, the press existed mainly for the benefit of educated folk able to discuss with intelligence and understanding the affairs of the day. In America, everyone felt entitled to news and politics. So when the penny newspaper was produced, it instantly acquired an enormous circulation. The papers not only told of new inventions, but they advertised the new products of the factories, and every reader felt that he could find a way to buy these things.